Okay, so here we go again. I have the phone app. I open the phone app. I dial numbers and I talk. Well, I did it. Okay. I don't know if that was me being cheating or not, because I was talking sort of stiltedly, but I was talking and I did dial Ben's number from memory.
Puggerty!
Hey, Ben Lawrence, how's it going?
I'm good, how are you?
Good. I just informed the people I have dialed your number from memory while talking.
Hey, you
But
finally did
here's the thing, I wasn't talking normally. I was talking in a kind of a
it.
stilted fashion, so I don't know if it counts or not.
All right.
But we'll see.
So how are things?
Well, things are good, relatively speaking. You have to realize, Ben, that my life up until this point, since moving here, was basically going from my house to work, back to my house, occasionally doing shopping trips,
Yeah.
and then going to play Dungeons and Dragons once a month. And that's kind of pretty much what I'm doing now, except I'm working from home, which I used to do occasionally. Now I'm doing all the time.
Every day.
But here's the thing, I have one task that I need to be in the office to do. So on Monday, I'll be going into the office. Now here's the thing, almost no one else is at the office,
Right.
right? So social distancing still applies.
Right.
I have been told to sanitize everything that I touch. But yeah, so we'll see how that goes. I don't know how many people have been showing up or whatever. Again, people are strongly encouraged to stay home during this
Right.
time
I'm wondering
from
if there are
our
some
office.
businesses out there that they have like a shared calendar and they take turns going into the office these days.
Yeah, well, I do know. We happened to visit TJ Maxx yesterday, which was a ghost town. And they have, things posted on the doors, please, stay this far away from people, stuff like that. And they were discussing the fact that they were drastically cutting the amount of people that were going to be working there. They were discussing it amongst themselves.
Yeah,
And so that was
it's
interesting. Also, it
everybody's taking
seems
a hit.
like you've
And
become muted
I've no idea
for me.
how long this
Can you
is
hear me
gonna
now?
Yeah, I can hear you. I have no idea how
Okay.
long this is gonna last. Nobody does. And
Yeah.
what the ramifications are gonna be. There are stories coming out from the East Coast. I think New York said that people will not have to pay rent.
Yeah.
There's some place that says they're telling the utility companies to not incur any late charges until the foreseeable future. So economic relief is starting to trickle out.
Yeah, I mean the good thing for me is I am very fortunate in that I happen to have a job that I can do remotely. Portions of our workforce are already remote.
Yeah.
So it's the thing that is interesting about that is that all of a sudden they've gained status, if that makes sense. Because normally the guy who isn't in the building is just a voice on the phone, right? But now that we're all voices on the phone, he's a voice on the phone just like the rest of us, and it
It's an
feels
equalizer.
more real. Yeah, it's kind of interesting.
Yeah. I've been affected, of course,
Yes,
but
yeah, let me know.
not too much, you know.
Yeah.
Work has like shifted, but and like I said last week, I just expect the jobs that have been postponed to come back eventually.
Yep.
I mean, think the longer this goes on, the less likely that's going to happen.
Yeah, that's a weird thing I was thinking about too, as far as if people get used to, like, businesses might all of a sudden go, hey, you know, we don't have to have all these employees. Let's just keep a staff of whatever and only offer online things. Like, it could be that we get to the point where going somewhere physical is weird.
Yeah. So at the same time, I'm super happy that the grocery stores are still open. Oh, I finally went into the Amazon Go store.
Oh, you did? Let's hear about it.
So you have to download an app. It acts as your key. Mm-hmm. And so you show it. It's like a subway turnstile kind of thing. You scan your QR code into this little screen and the doors open. And yeah, basically you can just pick stuff up. If you pick it up, like if you hold it, it puts it in your cart. If you put it back, then it takes it away from your cart.
Oh, good.
So,
because that was something that we had talked about. You know, does it charge you as soon as you pick it up, or
you are not charged until you walk out of the building.
Okay, good. That was the optimum.
Optimal.
So I don't know.
The going theory was that everything was RFID chipped, but I think it's based on what you and I were talking about on machine learning and visual identification.
Yeah, we had suggested that it seemed like from, and this comes from the fact that's the technology that Amazon is trying to sell to other companies now, that's what they were using. Like, they were using these stores kind of as a test.
Yeah.
Because that's the main thing. I mean, you know this already. People who don't. Amazon makes, like, for instance, their cloud service, right, for Amazon. But then the big thing is that they sell it to other places.
Yeah. The ceiling of the Amazon Go store is peppered with these little flat black things. They look like card scanners. Uh-huh. But upon closer look, they have little tiny cameras inside them, like two to a side. And one thing that I heard is that here's a crappy pro-life tip. So this is something you do not want to follow through on. This is just something that I heard, which gives me an insight into the technology.
Yeah,
one way to shoplift from the Amazon Go store or the Amazon Ghost Tour is to, when you go in, and then go into the bathroom and change your clothes. And then when you come out, it will no longer recognize you.
Oh, no. Well, certainly they would have something for that, right? That if there's somebody in the store that it doesn't recognize and isn't linked to the app, wouldn't somebody get an alert?
I have no idea. There are people, like, I was in there just today, and there were more workers than there were customers. It was kind of a trip. But they were all, like, I wouldn't say they were, like, there to help. They were just, you know, restocking shelves and taking inventory. There is an alcohol section, so they have somebody posted at the entrance of the alcohol section to take IDs. Yeah. But I bet you anything there's a loss prevention dude or gal.
Oh, there's got to be.
Or multiple. And they get a buzz every time, or they get notified if there is an unidentified person in the store.
And now you and I are both theater guys. There's kind of an unwritten rule that if there are more people in the cast than in the audience, you call the show.
Yeah.
I don't know if that counts for this store, though.
It probably
does. Because as long as you have more people who visit the store throughout the day, I think you even out.
Right. Oh, yeah. The more people cycle through the store during the day than there are employees who cycle through the store. But it's also small. Like, it's just a couple blocks away from the Harvard Market QFC. And the Harvard Market QFC is, like, five times as big. The Amazon Go grocery store has a very small footprint.
Yeah, I believe
so. The selection is still better at the QFC, but some prices are better at Amazon. Like, produce is super cheap at the Amazon store.
Well, you know, here's just a cautionary tale. It was like that way for Walmart for a while as well, the Walmart Superstore out here.
Yeah.
Produce was a lot cheaper, and then it slowly started getting up in price.
Oh, yeah.
And then the produce started slowly getting worse. It was a really interesting thing. Like, I ran into, you know, this is not an endorsement, obviously. And I will say that most likely it's different everywhere. But for one shopping trip, when I went there, all the watermelons they had, like, you would, like, you know how you sort of knock on them to see if they're ripe?
Yeah.
Like, my hand actually sunk into one of them.
That's you're knocking too hard.
Overripe it was.
Yeah.
So,
And then you pack up your bag or you put stuff in your pockets, whatever you do, and you just walk out. And you walk out through the same sort of subway style turnstile. And, well, it's not like a turnstile, so there are doors that open. And
does it give you a scan of what you've bought the app or anything?
You are sent a receipt.
Okay.
And so you can look at the receipt on the app, or it'll email it to you, and it does that thing Apple does where it doesn't email you the receipt until like hours or after you visited the store.
Yeah, you know, I talked to somebody about this because I got a charge from Apple this morning. So here's the thing: I got a notification from Apple that my payment method didn't go through.
Yeah,
and I hadn't bought anything from Apple in like 3 days or so, and it just so happened I get paid from one account and then I transfer money in to another account and I hadn't done it yet.
Yeah.
But it was one of those things of I'm like, who's buying something from Apple? And then I realized, oh, this is probably a purchase that I made like 2 or 3 days ago that they're now charging me for.
That is a very purposeful thing that Apple does. It disassociates the cost from the experience. So, it's a thing they do. I read about this. If you want to buy, say, an album off of iTunes,
yep.
And if you like click the buy button, and then you are immediately sent a receipt saying you just spent $12.99, then you associate that money with that purchase. Whereas if you buy the album and you get the album and you listen to the album, and then 2 days later you get a receipt, you're like, oh yeah, I did buy that. I like that album.
Interesting. You know, it's interesting you mention that because just today I bought a new album on the from the iTunes store.
What'd you buy?
It is called It's Always Blue.
Is that the band or the album name?
That's the album name. The band is the showrunner and music supervisor, I guess, for the show Legion.
Okay.
And it's them.
The showrunner is the same person as the music supervisor?
No. They're two different guys.
Oh, okay.
The showrunner and the music supervisor. And I apologize if I get your titles wrong, guys, when you listen to this episode.
Email us at bensemail@yahoo.com@gmail.com and tell us how displeased you are with Paul's assessment of your job title.
But for Legion, and it's them doing covers of popular songs that were used on the soundtrack. And I believe that the same showrunner that does the Fargo TV show.
Okay.
And I believe they do that for Fargo as well. And it's great. I mean, it's good music.
Iannucci?
I really enjoy it.
Is that it?
What's that?
Iannucci?
No.
Armando Iannucci? No. Doesn't he do Fargo?
Noah. I can't remember his last name now. Noah Hartley?
Maybe it's not Fargo. I just finished watching Avenue 5 on either Amazon Prime or HBO. I think it's HBO. And
it is HBO.
I get the TV shows on those two networks confused. Anyway, so the showrunner, the creator is Armando Iannucci, who also did Veep. And I thought I heard recently that he also did the new Fargo TV show, but I guess maybe I'm
wrong. No, it's it is this guy, Noah, and then his last name. I really apologize. Again, I'm sure that we've lost him as a listener now. But, you know, get with me and I'll make it right. But yeah, Legion is, I believe now, my favorite television show. You know, I go through stages with this, Ben, but I think it is.
I've never watched it. Is it superhero based?
Oh, it is. It is superhero based, but it's also the least superhero based superhero show. It's hard to describe. It's sort of horror, sort of superhero, sort of absurdism, sort of. It's basically the way that I described it is it's the closest thing to my biopic. And by that I mean the schizotypal part of my brain.
Okay.
Like if everything that I thought about my life was true, it would look like this TV show. And that's why I like it so much. Also maybe why it's dangerous for me to like it so much. But it's really good. Legion on FX, which I'm watching because of FX Hulu's merger. So all the episodes are on there now. And it's really good.
What have I been watching? I finished Avenue 5. I watched that HBO documentary McMillions about the McDonald's monopoly fraud, which was fascinating. I enjoyed it. It was very manipulative, I must say. But
how so?
It was this thing where it will draw you in to like one of the players, right? One of the participants of the fraud.
Yeah.
And they'll show video and they'll have a voiceover saying this person did this terrible thing, this person did that terrible thing. You're like, oh, they're an evil person, and then it goes around and then it does a 180 and it gives you their side of the story and how it's kind of like, you know, they're sort of like an innocent bystander of the whole thing, and they were just kind of drawn into somebody else's mad scheme.
That's how they get you, man.
That's how they get you. It was regardless, it was interesting. But I've also been watching, and I'm pretty sure this is a Amazon Prime show, Hunters.
Is Amazon Prime, for sure. Yeah. I saw the first episode and a half, I think, of it.
The first episode is like movie length. It's an hour and a half. But it's interesting because there's another TV show on Amazon Prime called The Boys.
Yeah, and, I know about The Boys.
And I feel that... the people who write and were producing Hunters were probably a little upset that The Boys was released first because it's sort of the same story. Except you substitute Nazis for superheroes.
And really, who doesn't, Ben?
And really, who does? All superheroes are basically Nazis. That's not true at all. Well, I mean, out of context.
Well, for The Boys, that's kind of the conceit, right? A little bit. That superheroes think that they're better than us and, you know, all that. It is very... And the one thing I will say is, of course, The Boys is based on a comic book.
The Boys is based on a comic book. An old comic book. But, yeah. Yeah, no, it's the parallels are really... granted, I'm only like three episodes into The Hunters. Four episodes into The Hunters. But like there's like a kid who loses someone very important to him,
yep,
who is then drawn into an anti-hero mentor who assembles a team to fight this common foe. In the case of The Hunters, it's Nazis, and The Boys, it's superheroes.
And in both of them, the team is already pretty much, I mean, he's getting read into a team that
the team is already there. And in The Boys, the main... the main woman who orchestrates, you know, who runs the superhero company is this, you know, this hard-hitting woman. In Hunters, the lead Nazi is a lady who kind of has the same sort of like, you know, strong arm mentality. In The In The Boys, you have I don't even remember what his name is. Homelander, there you go. Who's this like blonde-haired, blue-eyed, very angular-faced, Aryan-looking dude. And, I mean, of course, in a show about Nazis, you have to have a blonde-haired, blue-eyed, Aryan-looking dude as, like, the main antagonist.
Yeah.
Actually, he's got more brownish hair than blonde, but you get the point. They look very similar.
Yeah, yeah. This is all, and also, given to having sort of anti-hero speeches to bystanders. You know, or to you know what I mean? Like, the guy in Hunters has that thing that he says to the person on the plane or whatever. And I think that Homelander has that speech that he gives to somebody. Very similar, again.
Yeah.
About, hey, this is a worldview that it might be considered evil, but if you think about it, am I not right? Question mark. You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah. So so I'm making my way through Hunters, but I can't stop help. I can't help but drop parallels to The Boys. So
it's good. The Boys season 2 is going to be coming out pretty soon too.
I saw that. I can't wait.
Yeah, it was a good. It was a good film.
We are going to because of the coronavirus, we are actually going to not get new TV for a long time.
Ooh, like things, very good point.
Like new TV, it's still going to come out for like the next year, but then in 2021, there's not going to be anything new because all the productions have shut down right now.
Oh, man. Very good point. Very good point. I canceled HBO, by the way, because it was either HBO or Hulu, and I saw Devs and I liked it, and there wasn't really anything on HBO that I wanted to watch. I'm planning on picking it back up again when Lovecraft Country comes out, if it comes out, which I think it will.
Here's the question. Have they shot it?
I believe they have.
All right.
Lovecraft Country and Utopia on Amazon Prime, I think, are all shot. So those two will come out.
I'm going to cancel my HBO Now once HBO Max comes out. Unless automatically transfer me, because why would you have two? But
I feel like video games probably will still happen. You know, you can have isolated development as far as that goes and stuff like that.
That can happen. So
like, animation, probably. Podcasts will still be a thing.
TV, hey, TV our podcast, and movies.
Pretty much virus-proof.
We can do this while sitting in a hospital bed if we need to, but
maybe.
Let's hope. Jesus Christ! Let's hope it doesn't come to that.
I promise you now. If I can do it, I will. and by that I mean, if I am in a hospital bed,
right.
I will then do the not. I will try to do the podcast from a hospital bed.
Well, I mean, here's the thing: we're assuming we're going to get hospital beds.
Oh, yeah, good point. So, something that we should talk about. The last time that we had talked, things were pretty much, how are things going to go and all that. In the week since we've talked, a lot of stuff has shut down.
Yeah, stuff is changing daily.
There has now been a confirmed case in Madison County, where I live. There have been some deaths.
Just one, how cute.
Yeah, and that's
I live in
cases.
King County, mother.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, Ben,
the Wuhan of America. I've heard. It
wait
called.
A second. You write down that time code, my friend.
I know.
You did it.
I'm gonna do it. I swore yesterday. I swore last week too.
So let's see. We have that, and then St. Louis has had deaths. Uh-oh, Ben. Careful.
Oh, jeez.
That was.
And he's coughing.
That was no problem. That was just an actual cough because I'm talking.
Here's the thing, but, though.
Yeah.
Continue where you were going with that.
Oh, but so and yeah, I was gonna say, but that's here, and then in a port city like you're in. Because we're Illinois. Illinois people hate this that we follow suit with whatever goes around in Chicago.
Right.
But our bars and restaurants and things like that are all closed. They're carry out only.
It. Yeah.
And the people, some people are like, why do I have to do this? And it's like, because things are exponential. It doesn't matter if you're in the city or if you're in the, you know, once something starts spreading, it doesn't matter exactly on what scale it goes, people are like, well, you know, whenever they talk about this stuff, well, you're not really looking into population. It's because it goes with what the available population is. An exponential increase will still be exponential in a small population as well. It'll just be a different set of numbers.
You basically just have 200 people in your small town instead of 2 million in big metropolis.
So, so you've had deaths, you've had most stuff shut down, I'm guessing?
Yeah. Bars and restaurants, bars are closed.
Yeah.
Restaurants can only open for takeout and delivery.
Yep.
Same
thing here.
Other retail establishments can stay open, but they have to adhere to the King County /CDC guidelines, meaning like you can't have so many people in the store at once. You have to clean everything constantly.
Yeah.
Entertainment venues have closed completely. So theaters have shut down. Movie theaters have shut down. All the concerts and sports are no longer allowed to, you know, go on. Blair and I were going to go to a monster truck rally in a couple weeks, and that's no longer happening.
Let's broach the subject, Ben, because this is something I've been wondering about.
Yeah.
Churches.
You know, it's funny. I'm assuming that churches fall under the no large gatherings, umbrella. But again, I don't go to church, so I don't know if they're still offering services.
So,
and I have not heard anything in the news
around these parts. I think everyone is a little, pardon the phrase, gun shy to tell churches that they can't do stuff, because that's a very big touchstone.
Yeah.
For some people, a very big
loving Midwest
watermark. So here's what I know. Churches around here have canceled non-worship activities. So like chili suppers,
yeah,
sausage dinners, stuff like that.
Right.
My adopted dad had a Bible study thing that he was going to be doing for this one church. That has been suspended. Speaking to my mom, who knows about this stuff, some churches have remote, like webcams, basically.
Yeah.
If you want to, you know, for like shut-ins and people who don't want to come in. And she said that some are having four services instead of just two, and trying to stagger the number of people who are next to each other. But
that's what a lot of places tried to do last week around here. They're like, we're still open and we're only selling 50% of the house.
Yeah.
There is one church related story I remember hearing, and that was, I don't remember where this was, somewhere in the Bible Belt, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Where some church was like, we're still going to give communion out of, you know, and people are still going to drink the holy wine because that cannot hurt you, and you know it's people lined up drinking out of the same goblet.
That's something that
but it's in church, so it's okay.
That's something that I was concerned about. At least I was brought up Lutheran. Went through confirmation class, all that. And there you had two choices. You had the common cup and you had the individual ones. And you could choose whichever one you wanted to. In the times when I would go places with my parents after I stopped going to church, every once in a while they'd say, hey, I'm preaching, could you go? I likened it to going to your kid's recital. It's like, okay. Yeah, I'll support you in your chosen career path and go to the church service that you're... Because he's retired now, so he doesn't do it that often.
Yeah.
So whenever I would go, I would take the individual one because they had non-alcoholic wine in certain places. And so I would do that one. But there is like this sort of unspoken thing that doing the common cup is the is the more communal thing. You know, you're getting more out of what you're there for and all that.
Right.
And I just can't help but think, you know, we see stories. I don't know if you've seen it, but stories, conspiracy theories that Chinese cults infected their members on purpose by having meetings where they were all clustered together.
They had a chicken pox party?
Something like that, yeah. And now that but in this, it's, of course, the quote-unquote wily Chinese,
right,
you know, trying to make it spread faster. But now that I hear these stories about people still going because it's church, and so it's different somehow. You can't get it at church or however they're doing it. It's, I just realized that...
You can't get sick from holy water.
It's the same thing with these guys. You know, they weren't doing it to be... This is editorializing. I don't know their mindset. But I want to think they just were like, I'm doing the church thing because I like doing the church thing, not, haha, right, this is how I'm going to end up killing world or whatever.
I think if something is set up ideally for live streaming, it's church.
Yeah.
All you got to do, you just have your minister just, you know, webcast, start a Google chat with your congregation. Everybody does it safely at home. Something you can't do at home safely is spring break. And I saw a story today where in Florida, there's still a bunch of college kids spring breaking it up.
Oh, yeah. The other news report that I saw linked to that, not by the newspaper, but by my mind, is there's a thing about how young people can actually get and suffer from the coronavirus, and that they should be careful.
It's always been, up until now, like today, it's always been, oh, you know, if you're young and healthy, and, you know, we're in our mid-40s, when, you know, so we still consider ourselves, you know, relatively young, somewhat
healthy. I believe that this May I will begin to be in my late 40s, Ben. 47? Well, that's the start of the late 40s, I think.
But anyway, my point is that, you know, we don't consider ourselves high risk for dying from the coronavirus.
Nope.
But reports are coming out that might not be the case.
Yay!
Hooray!
As always. So all of this, and I know what you're wondering, Ben. We're at the halfway mark, so I want to warn Jennifer. It's just not going to be too long, but some
politics.
Very quick. The Illinois primary happened.
Who won?
And Joe Biden won.
Oh, Biden. Okay.
And by a significant margin.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about this.
Why?
The Illinois primary, the way it works, is that you show up to the place and you ask for a ballot. And you can say Democrat or Republican. They don't check. They don't do anything. I'm wondering how many Republicans voted Democrat in this primary.
Well, see, I was, oddly enough, and I'm not making this up, I was thinking about that today too, where you can game the system. Because, if you're a member of one party, you just vote for the candidate least likely to beat your candidate in the primary.
Yep. But here's... Like, yeah, go ahead.
But that would have to be a really well coordinated venture.
Well, here's the thing. The main deal is that I went through kind of a revelation, if you will, and it went something like this. So there are lots of folks who get on Twitter and they post, "I will not vote for an old white man this election." Meaning specifically, you know, they aren't going to vote for Bernie Sanders.
Right.
And the reason I say that is because all these folks now are talking about how people have to dump Bernie and go with Joe Biden, who I would point out, is also an old white man, and I would say is more in step with what old white men want in a politician. And so I finally realized that these folks aren't really progressive. They kind of just want to point to the progressive agenda and say, yeah, I want that. So that they can say to their fellow, you know, journeyers in this lifetime or whatever, yeah, man, I feel bad too, and I'm for all this stuff that you want. But whenever that stuff gets attainable, they stop it from happening and oftentimes belittle the people and say, that's never going to happen. I want it to happen, but it's not going to ever, just so that you know. And worse things are going to happen now if you don't do what I say, basically. And I feel like the young people in the United States are going to hate us when we're old.
What do you mean when they're gonna?
Oh, yeah. You know what I mean, though. We're trying to figure out who my parents will vote for, right? That's really what it is. The Democrats are like, okay, there are people out there who normally vote Republican, don't like Donald Trump. Who would they vote for? Ah, they'd vote for Joe Biden, probably. He's sort of the same. Even better. He's sort of folksy and, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, and people associate him with Obama, and Obama's largely favored.
And they're not worried about all the kids.
Yeah.
Who are getting to be adults, you know, pretty quickly.
Carrying crippling student loan debt, not right. Buying real estate.
And there's a thing, it's actually the title of a book, I believe, Socialism or Barbarism.
Okay.
But the basic concept is this. Barbarism, and I wish I had this memorized.
Just a little off the top, please, and give it to those on the bottom.
But the idea, socialism or barbarism, isn't like a give me liberty or give me death. It's describing instead a almost a scientific equation. Like, if you don't enact social programs for people, right? And if you don't kick care workers and all that kind of stuff, what takes hold instead is an ultra-fascist kind of workers' rebellion kind of violent overthrow on a reactionary side, basically. Like, you can't sustain inequality forever, right? You either have a little pressure valve and move towards a more socialism based mindset.
We're seeing a little bit of that right now. Trump has even said that he's open to sending $1,000 checks to every adult American.
And see, that's great on his part. But then Lindsey Graham says that he's going to try to stop that from happening. This is the thing that I don't get. It's like people aren't concerned about their own interests enough. They're selfish to a point, but then they don't have forethought for how to keep the masses in line. That's the only way I can think of it. I mean, no. I feel as though if we don't start listening to our young people, we will die. And I know that's grim, but they will eventually not necessarily kill us in the streets, although they could, but just they'll let us die. You never did anything for me when I needed you. Oh, you're old. Oh, you're sick. Well, guess what? What goes around comes around, buddy.
Well, and that's it. I mean, you're assuming that the young people, the, you know, collective young people are going to look at the collective old people and just generalize them. You got to start aligning yourselves with young people and get on their side.
Well, here's the thing. I am aligning myself with young people and getting on their side because it's the right thing to do. I still think, and I'm serious, if we, I feel like I will be a casualty, very possibly. I mean, you know, I'm not great. I'm not totally well off, but am I phone banking for people? Am I doing any sort of outreach? No, I'm very still a selfish, you know, person.
Are you still using single-use plastics?
What's that?
A plastic you use once, then throw away?
Not really. I mean, I guess sometimes. But, I mean, most of the stuff, like, I have, you know, cups that I reuse, and I have bags that I reuse, and, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Like, there are ways you can affect the environment and these social programs without calling, you know, phone banking for a candidate.
But without naming anyone in particular, right, there are children of people that we do theater with who are now adults, who are on social media, and who are telling us point blank very seriously about what their concerns are and what their interest in addressing those concerns is.
You don't need to use names because I know exactly who you are talking about.
And people just aren't listening to these voices. I mean, and I use that person as an example, but there are many other people saying the same things. And they're often told, you know, not just no, we aren't going to do that, but also like, shut up, you don't know anything, and things of that nature. And it just drives me crazy because all I can think of is, you know, we are going to be dependent on these people when we're too infirm to,
I don't know, and
help ourselves.
Maybe I'm wrong here because the world is changing at such a rapid pace right now. But I think the generational war that you're referring to is probably not one we have to fight. I think it's one that our kids will have to fight with the generation behind them.
Huh. Really?
I don't think things are going to last as long as, or things are going to come to a head as quickly as, you know, 20 years from now.
I don't know, man. I don't know if, depending on the deaths and the unemployment and all that kind of stuff, I mean, the world is changing a lot rapidly than it normally would, is what I'm concerned with. So, I don't know. I don't want to be doing bin gloom all the time. How long was that? That was
that was quite a while.
12 minutes?
10 minutes.
Yeah. We'll stop. We can always revisit it. It's not like any of these issues are going away. Speaking about issues not going away, we often get things wrong in this program, Ben.
We do.
We do our best.
Constantly.
Yeah.
Well, we try.
We're leaving this as a record of what life was like in the 2000s and beyond. For future generations, but of course they're going to have to fact check all the stuff that we do, and we'd like to help them with that. And how do we do that? Well, we record this podcast, but when we record it, we want them to get the feeling of what the general person knew. How would you do that? Well, we don't look things up. We don't choose what we're going to talk about. We just talk about what's on our minds, and we talk about what's on our minds to the best of our ability. Without any research. And so we have to build in an error correction. And we do that through something that we call corrections.
Ding! Ding.
We ask you to write to us at bensemail@yahoo.com@gmail.com.
Yep.
And when you do that, just tell us what we got wrong and we'll read it on a future episode. Our friend Stephen McCandless does that. But by far the most prolific contributor to this show, the one who does actual work, is my wife Jennifer Pratt, also known as Jennifer Fact Checker. And Ben, I believe we have an email from her today.
Yes, it came in about an hour ago.
Yeah. So let's do it. What's going on?
All right. Well, last week I started off the show by saying that these were the end days, and you're like, oh, you came up with something new. Well, number one, Ben did not come up with the end days. End of days or end days is another term associated with Armageddon. It's just as common as last days and end times. So there you go.
Oh, I do want to say, I believe, and I didn't listen to it, But end times. Oh, right. I did not say end of days. End of days is yes. The end of days. Common phrase.
Jesus. Number two. I'll just read the correction and you tell me what we were talking about because I don't remember it.
Okay, cool.
Students from the colleges and universities here that are from the West Coast have been told not to return here after spring break. So it's not everyone who has been told to stay home, but now classes have been canceled, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, okay, so we were talking about so the college, there's a college in our town.
Yes.
And the conversation was, we had speculated that we had heard, so we weren't speculating that we had heard that some people were being told not to come back to their colleges, especially those from like Oregon and Washington and stuff like that.
Well, there was the travel ban had been recently instituted, and so I guess we were wondering if people were allowed to like go, you know, to if Americans were allowed to come home if they were abroad.
You know, I don't want to get anybody in trouble, but Mark Cianum,
yeah,
wrote about how he was in Germany and they were going to be instituting a travel ban. So he got out of Germany and went to Paris.
Yeah.
Which I was like, that's not really the point of a travel ban. We're banning travel. So quick, go to another country as fast as you can so that you can avoid it.
I guess he just didn't want to come home.
Well, yeah. Well, no. I meant the fact that if they were going to stop him from traveling from Germany, getting out of Germany super fast was kind of defeating the point of, like, if I'm at my house, right, and they say, oh, you're going to have to stay quarantined now, starting, you know, whenever, and I quickly go over to somebody else's house because I want to be at their house instead. The whole point of telling me that I was supposed to stay indoors is to keep me from going to other places.
Right. That's well, I point. Mean, what they did is they said, we're instituting a travel ban in 2 days. So you have 2 days to get to wherever you're going.
Okay.
Number three. All right. We talked about this basketball player who jokingly, after a press conference, touched all the reporters'
I'm
microphones.
Still here.
And then, hey. surprise, was confirmed, contracted the COVID-19 virus. So
can you start that one over? I'm sorry. It keeps switching to another pair of Bluetooth headphones that are on in the house. Sorry.
Get your crap together over there, Goody.
I'm sorry, Ben. Starting at number three again?
Number three. We were talking about this basketball player who...
Oh, yeah. Touched all the microphones.
He does all the
microphones. Okay, I'm caught up. Yep.
Kind of as a joke. And I said his name was Rory Gobert. I couldn't remember. But apparently his name is Rudy Gobert.
Oh, pretty close.
And, yeah. And apparently, I think he was part of the Utah Jazz.
Yeah, he was. That was something that everybody was talking about.
Yeah, and
for whatever reason.
I saw another statistic that said, and I'm going to get this wrong, but I'm going to get the point right, that the Utah Jazz used 53 test kits to test their players and personnel.
Okay.
Those 53 test kits represented 10% of the test kits in Oklahoma at the time.
Wow.
And, you know, people are coming out like Tom Hanks, Rita Wilson were tested and they're confirmed. Idris Elba was tested without even showing symptoms and he's confirmed. You know, right now it feels like a class testing system where if you're rich, you can get a test. If you're not, don't bother. I know people here who want to get tested because they have symptoms, but the county's telling them, no, we have to save our test kits for other people.
So here's something I was thinking about, and I hate that I think about this because I'm putting it out into the world, but the idea is simply this. It's an app and a test kit that you purchase, right, for a certain amount of money. And then when you take the test and upload your results, it'll tell you if you had it or not. And if you don't have it, you get a badge, and you show that badge when trying to get into events so that they find a way, basically, to keep the pores, Ben, out of the events. It's going to be whoever comes up with it is going to make a mint.
You'd have to get tested every day.
Yeah, well, that's part of it. It's a service, right? That's the way that they want to do stuff now. You don't just take one test. You take a test all the time, and you pay
a subscription fee. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Ben, I hate it. I hate that I'm talking about it, but keep a bookmark on this one, because I think it's coming.
I think you've done it again.
Because if I thought of it, somebody else who's evil and has the means of putting this into production,
I'm doing something I'm not supposed to be doing. I'm actually eating almonds because I got super hungry. And but I'm not eating them into the microphone, so hopefully you can't hear. Somewhere, Paul is trying to wrestle with this, and he's probably still talking to me. And when I finally come back and get his audio, I'm going to see if we actually said something at the same time.
Okay.
Same thing at the same time. Are you back?
I am back. Were there any more corrections?
Nope, that was it.
Okay. I really apologize, Ben. I will put a shout out to WorkTunes. That's the headphones that I've been constantly switching to upstairs. Great range on them is what I'm saying. Definitely something that you should turn off.
Why?
If you're recording a podcast that requires you to wear a smaller set of headphones that don't pick up microphone.
I've never had multiple pairs of Bluetooth headphones, so I didn't know how common it was for the phone to just suddenly say, oh, I want to talk to this pair of headphones now.
Oh, this is the thing. These are wired headphones that I've got plugged in.
All right. Actually, that makes a little bit of sense.
Oh, wait a second. Duh. Okay, so I'm going to go into my settings and turn off Bluetooth.
Hey, there you go.
That's a smart idea.
Something to do at the beginning of every show.
10 minutes. Well, no. Turn off the headphones would be the other thing. Okay. So, speaking of something to do at the end of every show, or at the beginning. I almost got it, Ben. I was trying.
What were you trying to get?
Bad dismount. Hey, Benny! Oh, God. Hey, Benny!
Have they closed the schools in Illinois?
Yeah, they have. She's working from home right now.
She's working from home.
It's her job, right?
Learning from home.
Yes, learning from home.
Homeschooling.
Oh, in fact, one of the things I want to talk to Betty about is an aspect of that. I will point out, I talked to somebody who was in their 70s about if they've ever gone through anything like this before. No one has. This is totally new. A new experience for everybody.
People who've lived through the war.
Yeah, exactly. Speaking about new experiences for everybody.
Probably born like right after the war.
Well, yeah, my dad was George was born right around the time near when the war was ending.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Betty.
Hello.
So hello. Betty is doing class work at home. And one of the things that she has to do is PE.
Uh-huh.
At home. Betty, can you mention what your PE regimen is? What you have to...
Oh, really? Just, like, there's this list of workouts you can do, and you pick one of them for the day, then you do it.
Yeah. So,
for, like, a half an hour? For 20 minutes? For an hour?
Well,
how long?
For as long as it tells you.
So, like, she did crunches and...
It did stuff.
Yeah, but something that happens to Betty whenever she's doing her workouts, Edward the dog gets freaked out and starts barking his head off at her.
Yep.
And so we've had to put Edward in the room whenever it's exercise time.
The room!
That's right. So Betty, we were just talking about how no one has really had to go through this before in their grade school.
In modern history,
how are you dealing? How are you dealing with this? Is it?
It's fine.
See,
my leg hurts.
Oh, your leg hurts. What happened?
Nothing. It's just that sometimes when I walk, it hurts.
Huh.
Anyways,
Okay, there she goes. My sciatica is still active. but it's been feeling better. I now have 3 canes of various types. One is a folding cane, one is a just a regular walking cane, and one is a more sort of sturdy, fashionable cane.
Do you need it to walk?
Okay, so here's the thing. I can walk slowly without it. But if I want to try to keep up a pace, and sitting and standing is difficult without it. If there are no, like if there's furniture around and I can do handholds and stuff like that, it's fine. But if I had to walk from like a parking lot to a door, depending on, because it gets worse and it gets better, depending like, on how bad it is.
For real? You're not just using the cane as an affect?
That's correct. Yeah. Every once in a while, my hip will just sort of, and you can't see what I did there, but it just sort of like,
I'm assuming you did something that might look like it was painful.
Yeah, it's sort of it weakens a little bit, and it's hard for me to stand on it. But
damn boy, you're gonna have to get a hip replaced sometime soon.
No, I don't think so. It's a nerve thing.
Ah,
I could maybe have to get a back thing, but it goes away usually around like 2 weeks, and it only happens like once every so often.
All right.
Yeah,
this isn't a normal thing. The main thing is,
if I lose weight, it goes away also. No. So that's part of it, I think. We'll see. But yeah, so all in all, Ben.
We're just a brick in the wall.
Really, things have changed just within the week, rapidly.
Yeah, who knows what this next week is going to hold and what kind of world we're going to live in when we talk again.
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of crazy. I'm back on Twitter. I said I would come back on the 19th. So far, it's a lot better. Now, I decided to come back on when the primary was over, because there's nothing I can do, you know, now to sway people one way or the other. And the way I was looking at it was this. I made this statement before. If I can get along with I have ultra-conservative coworkers who are diametrically opposed to me in a lot of different things. If I could get along with them, I should be able to get along with people who believe in 90% of the stuff that I believe in. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now I've put it on speaker, and now I've taken it off speaker. That was me. What? I just did it.
Just because? Right then.
Yeah. All yeah. Right.
You do you.
But I thought that it cut out, and so I was clicking the button that does the audio. But since Bluetooth is off, it's just speaker now. So that was I don't know what that cutout was. I guess it was on your end, like maybe you just weren't talking, which is possible.
Speaking of me talking, I just got we were talking about Amazon, the Amazon Go experience earlier. I just got my receipt for my purchases I made earlier today. It was about 12:30, and it has my trip time. I was in the store for 3 minutes and 3 seconds.
Oh, wow.
I bought 4 items.
Okay.
I paid a subtotal of $5.65, and this is new, I paid a sales tax of 10 cents. None of my other receipts have had sales tax attached to it, so I don't know why. I don't know what I bought this time that was taxable, and it's all charged to my credit card. So that's the thing about the Amazon Go; it has to be attached to a card, and I'm not comfortable punting these charges down the road and incurring interest.
Do you feel comfortable telling me what you bought and how much you paid for each item?
I do. Let me pull up the itemized receipt is only in the app.
Yeah.
So I bought a Happy Belly purified water for 99 cents.
Okay.
A Honeycrisp apple for 78 cents.
Okay.
A Sumo Mandarin for $1.79.
Wow. And that's a lot.
They're actually cheap there. And you're paying, like, if you go to the QFC, you're paying $3.50 a pound for these things. And
but did you just get one mandarin? No,
It's a sumo mandarin. It's an orange sized mandarin.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Okay, I'm with you now.
And this is probably what was taxed because it's not actually, it was a snack. Peeled organic peas, garden herb. It's like a dried pea snack cracker kind of thing. They were really good. Weird. For $2.09.
Okay. Well, see, now what's going to happen, Ben, is that in the future people are going to use this. It's like the Rosetta Stone, finding out what the economy was like in Seattle,
right,
in 2020. just wait. I killed a rat for a dude, and I got some celery from that. Then I stole some shoes off of a corpse and gave them to a woodcutter who then gave me a wooden cup. You know, it's going to be great. We'll have all sorts of
fun. I can't wait to leave Betty a total dystopian future.
Yeah, exactly. It's going to be wonderful. And yeah. Ben, until that happens,
until then,
I would like you to keep it wrong.
Do me a favor and keep it wrong.
Okay.
All right.
And
all right.
You're on speaker again.
Yeah,
for the
yeah,
end.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter anymore, Ben.
All right. I'm gonna end this S show. Show.
All right.
All right. I'll talk,
thanks,
to you later.
Ben.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. That's going to sound weird for the people at home. That was the sound of Ben hanging up. And this is the sound of me hanging up.